Blog Talk Radio.
Almost missed my flight today. I look good even though I feel shitty. I just got back out this way. You already got plans for the city. Call them off, cause you call them off for me. You're always going on and on. Got it all, ask me why I never leave. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side, boo. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend you can slide through. On the low, on remote location. I don't want to see me getting faded. You should come through tonight. Kick you with a psycho, they won't fail, cause they tryna live their best lives too. On the low, on my own, I'll be waiting. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting, yeah, yeah. Looking at you cry, going crazy. If I could, I would take the pain away. I don't see that smile I made. You already make plans that ain't with me. Trying hard, I've been trying hard to breathe. Inhale, I tell you, we felt what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave, cause I need ya. But you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side, boy. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend you can slide through. On the low, I'm on location. I don't want to see me get there. You should come through.
I'm so down for you, babe. I'm so down for you, babe. I need you from the inside. I'm so who you are. Got 20-20 vision, and I still don't see your flaws. I said you make me feel good, and you ain't even touching. My baby ain't one, I ain't gonna trade you in for nothing. And now I'm doing the most, making sure I keep your attention, baby. I'm true in the post, true in the post. I'm in the paint with the baddest intentions. You bet that I mention, baby, you bet. With my eyes open, there's no one better, there isn't. Never left and I'm glad that you did. Body like a queen, but it ain't about your body, baby. It's about your being. I ain't rolling up, but I'm on a high. When you really think about it, ain't no wonder why. I'm so down for you.
Take me on. I'm your host for this evening. My pronouns are he, him, that mother right there, dad, pop. Stop calling me. You're stalking me. Anyway, that being said, welcome to 15 Radio Universe. This is the Honey Tripper 2.0, number 5, the Ski Mask Way Part 2, the Ransom Note. I'm your host. I'm waiting for King Kai, a.k.a. the Astral Dragon, to get here shortly. We are going to... I believe he's here. Hold on. Let me say. I think he's here. Let's open his mic and see if this is him. King Kai.
Yeah?
Yes. My co-host is here. It is official.
Hello?
Tissue. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Kai, can you hear me? Let's cut this down.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. So, hello? So... Not a, yeah, can you hear me? Can you say hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Long as we know that you're here and we're ready to go, we're ready to rock out with our socks out, lady jam out with the clam out, everybody just do what they came to do. Make sure that you prepare yourself. It's going to be hot. It's going to be steamy. It's going to be good. King God, what do you have to say about the situation?
Oh, man. I'm not ready yet.
You're not ready yet? All right, so listen, yeah. This is what we're going to do, right? I'm going to give you a five-minute reset, right? And I really like this song, and I was really mad I couldn't hear it, so I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to play the song over again because I want to hear it. Turns down. So this is your reset. Let's reset. The rose gold reset, as soon as you get home, is going down, all right? So understand that if you are here, you must press 1. Make sure that you press 1. Understand it is a limited open mic space. All right, we are going to let you go before you get hit with the full drip. All right, we're going to do a 5-minute reset. Right, it might consist of this song and something else. Right, while King Kai gets ready, because he's the co-host, King Kai, and this is brilliantly Ski Mask Way has been brilliantly put together by who?
You.
You're supposed to say, man, listen, if you stop playing, man.
I got you. Today at 9:16 Eastern Standard Time. I am King Kai, your hostess with the mostest, co-hosting with my King Drip, Mojave, or Jabra, if you want to call, however you want to call him. My pronouns, he, him, that, I won't say that because I'm respectable. But other than that, today is Ski Mask Way, brought to you by, well, put together production by me, Suave, King Drip, and a bunch more Honey Drippers behind the scenes, but I hope you enjoy it today. It's a storytelling prompt. Yeah.
Listen, he's far too humble. He's far too humble. Understand that there's a whole theme with this, and when you get to part 3, all the drippers will probably have on ski masks. Be prepared. Be wary. It's about to go down. Now, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, good peoples, all in all, understand that in order to participate in this, if you have called in, you must press 1 if you are participating. I do not know who you are until you press 1, all right? So, listen, prepare yourself. I got my air conditioner on. I got my water. I'm sitting next to the towel. I got my cold press.
Cold press.
It's about to go down. Cold press. It's about to go down. Make sure that you understand. Make sure that you hit me. Anybody else, all the drippers, hit me, talk to me back channel. Let me know what's going on. We're going to let the open micers go first, and then away we go. We are going to rampage, maraud, do strange things, make things happen. We're going to offer these people a good ransom note and the reason why you should surrender your drip. All right, so here we go. We're going to get back. All right, Kai, 5-minute reset, hard reset. Everybody get ready. Make sure that you press 1. I'm going to be running through, checking everything real quick, ready, fast, in a hurry. We're going to go. It's going to be messy for you listeners. And it's going to be great. Just make sure that you check everything else. Understand, we got some incredible people here. Quiet Storm, I see you. Rita and Hills, I see you. Mr. Boston, I see you. La Pearl, La Negra, I see you. Essentially Sardinese, I see you. Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, I see you. Miss Mac, I see you. Angel Kim, the Voice, I see you. Nick, motherfucking Nasty, I see you. And I see a whole bunch of people I don't know, but we're going to figure them out. Lisa Lips, congratulations to the newest Honey Dripper of the Honey Drippers in the building. D, I see you. I see a bunch of people. I see y'all all rocking. If you have any other problems, make sure you hit me back channel if you know who I am. Rock out with your socks out. We're about to go and do our thing now. Hard reset starts now. Kyle put you back in the queue, and away we go.
Kiss it, you with it, I'm with it, time to get it.
All right. Good people, welcome to the 50 Radio Universe here on the second season of the Honey Dripper 2.0, number 5, the Ski Mask Wave Part 2, the Ransom Note. I am Hob Rux, a.k.a. Mojave, a.k.a. also known affectionately amongst the Honey Dripper fans as King Drip. The other king in the building is King Kai, the astral projecting dragon. We are here to give you that next level of erogenous lyricism featured by some of the best sultry provocative, erotic poets, storytellers, and performers that guarantee to captivate your mind, steal your soul, settle your body. You know what it is. Drip, drip, drip. Ladies and gentlemen, King Kai.
Yes.
Yes, are we ready to run through this open mic list? I believe we have a very super dope person in the building, rolls with us. The OG known as Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. We're going to bring him in. And we're ready to get this started. Is there any other prayers you'd like to offer to people or tell them what to expect while we get ready to go?
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to slick up the floor, and I don't just mean clean up on aisle 69. I mean expect a whirlpool. I mean a tidal wave of, you know, I don't want to spoil this for. I know the drippers got it, but this open mic, I would love to hear the mic.
Well, you know what? We're going to start out. We got a great lead in. DC's finest. Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Joe, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mojave? How you doing, my brother?
What's happening? Are you ready? Yes, are you ready to tender your ransom note? Tell them who you taking hostage.
Yes.
Tell them who they trying to save. You ready? I'm gonna mute my mic. Kai, I'm gonna mute your mic and send you a list of demands.
All right. Soak'em Saturday. Everyone has a story to tell. This is mine. It's 1 a.m. and I armed myself, but I didn't plan to hurt her. I needed money, fast money, but I didn't plan to hurt her. I cased the place and learned her habits. There was a special item and I needed to have it. I figured I'd grab it and be in and out. There were no dogs or alarms to worry about. Just a squeaky screen door with the hook and eye bolt lock. I slipped my blade through the jam. I wore gloves on my hands to protect my innocence. I'll worry later about my penance. I was in the house and almost finished. Not one blemish, not one misstep. Then I heard a sound from upstairs. I couldn't risk not one witness. I should have just ended this. I ascended slowly, knowing the layout. I wish you would have stayed out. She laid there, still groggy from drinking. She was partially dressed. What the hell was I thinking? Lust began to flow through my veins. The blood was leaving my brain. She opened her eyes and said, "Hi, honey." Blurred vision as well as her speech. It was kind of funny. I had a brief moment of compassion. I sat down beside her and rubbed her hair. I kissed her forehead, then tried to ease downstairs, and she grabbed my hand and said, "Come on, baby. You know when I'm like this, I want you to take me." I'm thinking, this is crazy. I'm a thief, not a rapist, but this lady in her haze just looked so inviting. I was fighting with myself. Should I take this little trinket and regain my wealth, or plunder her wonder like a notch on my belt? I grabbed her thighs before she realized who I wasn't. She gasped out loud as she felt me shove in. She wasn't struggling. She was loving it. I kept on thrusting in. Lust began to turn to passion. No more smashing, grabbing. This was lasting longer than it was meant to. I went to turning her over from her legs on my shoulder. She got even bolder when I bent her over. Her heels were still on and her dress was way past the crest of her thighs. She said, "Do what you want. I don't want to die." I was stunned by her statement as she struggled with the basement fantasies. I held my knife to her throat, and she said, please, no, please. She came like a river as the blade grazed her neck. I pulled out of her ecstasy, but I hadn't come yet. There she lay, seductively spent and breathing heavily. She held onto my arm and drifted off to sleep. I slipped out of the house feeling a little richer. I made a clean getaway with the valuable picture. I came home to my castle, never wrestled with conscience. I got a text in this morning saying, I think you may want this. She sent another scenario on how she wanted to be taken. She said, dress up like a cop and investigate a break-in. Every week was something different. Every week a new challenge. This is my erotic story about sexual balance. Peace.
I just don't think they understand the type of shit you're into, you know? Be like, darn.
Fucking you deep, taking pics on my phone.
Darn.
Put you to sleep when you wake up in stone.
Darn.
I'll violate all the meat on your bones. Yeah.
Darn.
Your shit gets saucy, I lick till it's gone. Kiss me, I know it tastes like you. Dirty. You ain't done this before, but this is what we gon' do, yeah. I can see it in you.
I know it's not.
You like to not do you dirty. Like to not do you dirty. Oh. Put your face in the pillow, I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, took you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, don't tell nobody.
Dirty.
You bust it open, I'm loving the show.
Yeah. Y'all give a round of applause to Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer.
Yes, sir.
Joe, you there? Yeah. I was scared at first. I was a little bit scared. But you know, pulled it out. I was like, this is fantasy, y'all. This is fantasy. It's not a real thing. It's a little uncomfortable. It's a little uncomfortable, but we made it through. It's storytelling. It's a story. All right. So just don't get all alarmed. Don't call no police. This is sexy shit. People have fantasies like this. You know. Mm-hmm. Don't trip. But all right, Joe.
All right, brother.
So see how you rocking with this piece. And see, he's like pulled it out. He was like, word? This is what we doing?
He was ready to shoot.
I had to put on that dirty by tank. I was like, oh, dirty. Oh. Filthy. All right. So Joe, we're gonna ask you to stick around, you know, enjoy the show as you usually do. Just hang out with us.
Absolutely.
And we're gonna push on. We're gonna go from you. Thank you for coming and rocking out with us, being the first one in the lead off hitter. We're gonna put you in the queue and we're gonna move on from you, all right, to essentially Janice. Janice, are you there?
Hey. I'm here.
Hey. Are you here? Are you ready?
I am.
So, Kai, you there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I just realized that you can't see everybody. So, you know, we're gonna have you signal calling for the drippers. All right. That.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, essentially, Zanis, are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Send your ransom note.
Then
I'm gonna mute me and Kai. All right, I'm gonna mute me and Kai, and away you go.
Okay. I thought I heard something. I look over your shoulder, lengthening my neck, inadvertently exposing where you wanted to kiss me next. I'm now distracted. I fall into warmth. I've lost track of how many ways you're touching me. My focus bouncing from those kissable lips, tracing my jawline to your fingers, caressing an awakened peak, each quickened breath sounding more like, please. I thought I heard something. I arch my back, shifting to see the closet door better. The hand I forgot about discovers I've gotten wetter. I'm so distracted by how fully your hand grasps my waist and stills me, how your eyes lock with mine as you fill me, how I'm barely fazed by the eyes I see watching us move, breathe into me, resuscitate past lives when I got to feel like this daily. I remember you, speaking life into me, sowing seeds of life through me. I enlighten you, sharing my sight with you, writing your thoughts, exposing my own. And as realization flows through me, washing over you, soaking where you lay, I look over my shoulder as they finally look away, inspired by us. And peace.
Well, 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 well. Where's Kai at?
I'm right here. Right here.
So Kai, what'd you think of Ascension these writings?
That was it was so seductive. Like, you know, it was like a lorry. Could she like read a cereal box?
She can most certainly read a cereal box. It's the voice for me. I felt myself feeling some kind of way. I almost reached for my cold press immediately, and then I realized we have a whole show to go, so I had to calm myself down. But I
not
will take
AC
a.
Not working.
The AC is barely working right now. Like, so I'm gonna take a sip of this cool alkaline water. Ascension Zionis, where can people find you?
Instagram, essentially _ Janice, and on Clubhouse.
Oh, so you just wasn't going to say, you know, Epiphany Radio Universe on Mondays. You wasn't going to say that. It's okay. We got you. Every Monday here on Epiphany Radio Universe at Soul Cafe. Right? Am I right? But,
sorry, I had to mute.
You know what?
Yeah, Mondays as well.
Yeah, so while we're going that, you know, because while we're going from there, I'm sorry, we're going to move over from you to a Mr. Boston.
Uh-oh.
So I'll put you back in
the
queue.
Hey, y'all.
And just hold on tight, all right? Mr. Boston, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm always ready, man. There's no doubt about that.
All right, so Kai, meet Mr. Boston. Mr. Boston is the original you can't leave your girl in the room with him by yourself because something mad might happen because, you know, he's slick. He's a silver tongue devil. He talks the talk, walks the walk. It's one of those things. So he's currently in Cali now. He's, I'm just saying, like
how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. I'm hanging in there, man. It's hot in San Diego right now. So it's hot. When I say hot, it's hot. You know, so it is what it is. But hey, I'm good.
All right. So check this out. You ready? We're going to mute our mics, and away you go.
Okay. All right. Held hostage with his tongue, chapter 1. Ladies, I'm going to tell you a story about me and you, about all six of you. I don't want to put you out there like this because I need to remain in your trust. You and your girlfriend's going to wonder between the six of you who did me before the show. close your eyes and let me give you a gift. Let me tell you the story of my desires for you. I'll whisper softly in your ear and end up with a kiss. Slow down your thoughts and breathe with me and our story tonight. I'm in that mood to hold you hostage, collect the skin of your walls and slow rob you of your swollen protuberance. And make love to it with the tip and the flat of my tongue as if I had dystrophic calinosis. As you are, you and your body are under arrest. It makes no sense to read you your rights at the moment. You have none. Remove your panties and let me sense the fragrance of your pussy to escalate the desire of you wanting to be my hostage tonight. Your clit so wonderful to me as I act on you with this story. As my mouth will return to suck your luscious fit like a flame to a candle wick, to wrap my lips around you so my tongue could rub on it. I love sucking, licking your fit, sliding my fingers deep inside to give you so much pleasure. There would be no way you could hide. I'm the only witness to you getting wet with your legs spread wide from my mouth. I want you to open your pink lips and expose your clit. I want to smell your excitement. I want to smell your sex as I continue licking that clit on it. Two strokes a second, steady rhythm, feeling it throb, growing hard. Then I'll flip my tongue deep inside your pussy, tasting the juices that build up inside. I suck it out. Then back to your clit. Another finger slips in your tight ass, feeling your connections, wanting your contractions to come, needing to come, begging to come, hips like a carnival ride, surrendering to lust-filled pleasures, moaning and groaning. I can feel your body begin to quiver from the anticipation that awaits. You deep diver, I dive deep in treasures below, slowly but firmly running my tongue across the rose petal that awaits to find your sweetest and delightful taste of honeydew pouring out across my palate, making me hunger for so much more. Now with my fingers in play, the juices flow harder as the waterfalls begin. I'm patiently trying to keep your legs open as your body moves with every touch. Your moans are louder than ever. I pull you even closer, whispering, you're not done yet. I've only just begun. The pleasure heightens as our hearts begin to race. This is pure delight in such a lovely place. Chills run up and down your spine as my fingers trace your thighs. You cannot contain the joy, so you let out sexy sighs. The firmness of the tongue as it presses in your lips causes your muscles to flex and lift your amazing hips. Brushing up against your clit as the food is lifted out, the texture of a tongue causes a joyful shout. You beg for more of it. As you desire it to explore around your clit and lips, you simply just want more. The flavor of your juices mixed with berries and cream causes the tongue to move faster as you begin to scream. Fingers now pressed between your lips and you know you cannot laugh. Your scream out louder as you desire to be fucked real fast. You cannot help but touch your erect nipples on your breast. The pleasure peaks as I can see as your rapid moving chest, tilting back your head as you bite down on your bottom lip, body shaking as it reaches the end of another orgasmic trip. Your lips so swollen, pussy so wet, the feel of that firm tongue as the last drop it does give. Now your body relaxes as it comes back to the ground. Your breathing begins to ease up as you cannot make a sound. The feeling of your body as it's rested so peaceful in bed, visions of the pleasure experience occupy your head. A wonderful time is shared when the tongue and the body meet. Strawberries and whipped cream make it more of a treat. When tongue, lips, and clit meet in a mental physical jail cell. Now baby, turn over so I can long stroke it from the rear. The story of passion rests within me for you, smoldering. And then all six begin to tell on each other. End of chapter one. And that's Mr. Boston from DSR all damn day.
Oh, word. Oh, hold on. I'll take myself off. Whoa, wait a minute. Six?
Six.
This man said six. Con, did you hear this man say six? Did you hear six?
Mm-hmm.
I heard him say
mm-hmm.
six. He said six, right?
Did you hear the clip? Yo.
I did hear him say six. I have no words. He said they all began to tell on each other. I'm like, what? What?
That part.
can't wait.
Yeah,
that, like this.
Definitely that part. All right, so wow. Well, Mr. Boston, sir, please stick around. We'll see if we can eke out another round because you're filthy. You're dirty. Let me just throw this on in the background.
Okay.
I was he's like, it's been a minute, so you just had to make it count, right? He's like, I'm going to make this count.
Yeah, I had to make it count. To make it count.
He had to make it count. He just ran up in here with the ski mask on. He ran up in here. All right, so Mr. Boston ran up in here. Put the pussy in the bag. Put the pussy.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna go from here. We're gonna go from you to the newest member of the Honey Drippers. Thereby starting our newest thing that we're going to do is we're going to bring Lisa Lips in here. Lisa Lips, are you there? All right, Mr. Boston, we're going to put you back into the queue. We're going to let the newest Honey Dripper get off. Kai, do you have any words of wisdom for our newest and latest Honey Dripper?
Words of wisdom. I don't know. I feel like just be free. Be yourself. I want to feel
that's
the emotion.
Intention.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely the intention.
Well, listen. We gonna let you rock. Kyle will put us back in the queue. And Lisa Lips, the mic is yours.
My name is Lisa Lips. My pronouns are she, her, lips, the pussytizer. And this is Making Love While Fucking. My cougar ways came unintentionally. It began by the fact that I've never looked my age. Because even now, no one looks at these thick thighs, full breasts, and lusciousness and thinks, 6 decades. But he was a total surprise. The youngest cub to ever enter the lair, inside the first quarter of the game, but I had no idea he was the Super Bowl MVP. I didn't even want to let him in at first, but he spoke so eloquently and gave me pause because I was expecting fuckboy energy, skinny jeans and Hennessy-hazed evenings of, girl, bring that ass over here, was all I thought. But I got real conversations, intelligent exchanges while sipping wine, and no run-on about what that dick do. But he still had little of the finesse that comes with maturity. So when we reached the point when clothes began to fall away, I stopped him and said, this ain't what you're used to. Slow it down and listen, because I'm about to change your life. He's an obedient minion who desires to be a king and eager to learn. Hungry kisses turn to ballet as tongues dance together. Blind passions became visual stimulus as I encouraged him to watch. Hands that only wanted to find flesh were taught how to strip tease, prolonging the heat of skin-to-skin contact. And when we finally reached naked, I placed my hand on his firm abs and held back his entry and said, steady your thoughts and understand that this ain't no fuck shit. You're well equipped for sucking out souls and blowing out backs. That ain't what this is. Let me show you the artistry of making love. And he said, teach me, with a glint in his eye that I had yet to understand. I guided him on a journey to explore my terrain, all the places to nip and lick and bite and suck that fuels the fires of passion. And I, in turn, gave the same, putting my mouth in places he'd never been kissed, seeing him quiver at each new experience, watching his boyhood reach for man status as he watched me take pleasure in my task. till the moment I bit his inner thigh. The intake of breath and his grip on my arm made me turn my attention toward him. His eyes told me that the game had changed. He said nothing, but sat up and pulled me toward him, stealing me with his gaze. And as he laid me down, he said, "Daddy eats first." I didn't know what happened as control shifted when he blew warm breath on my clit and unfurled magnificence from his mouth. Eyes locked on mine as his tongue tip entered me, then slowly made its way between my folds to the fullness of my bud. Hot damn, this boy's got skills. He kissed and licked, sucked and blew in, on and around my yoni till I was delirious, constantly urging me to resist the clinch. He wanted to bring my conclusion, not meet me there. So when the dam finally broke, it was something like levitation. I floated through ecstasy as he lapped up my juices, being sure not to waste one drop. And as I landed back on the bed, he kissed me, feeding me from the fountain he'd unleashed. Then he whispered, "What do you want?" And I said, "All 10 inches." I felt his legs pushing back my thighs as he raised my arms over my head and gripped both wrists in his hands. Then he arched his back and hit me dead center. He was completely inside me as his eyes rolled back and control shifted again. I savagely squeezed him as he moaned out, "Oh my fucking God," as he realized my honeypot had no bottom. Kegels pulled him deeply as I shifted my back into the mattress, making him wail. But he caught my rhythm and began to dance with me. Shifting from side to side, I showed him my angles and allowed him to explore my walls. And as the unknown became familiar, he regained control and began to drive us toward ecstasy. Still pinned in position, his full body on mine, he graciously painted our story. Soft-spoken affirmations of the man he wants to be for me as sensual energies exchanged, bodies dances, changing leads, no one in charge, just burgeoning love. So when death came, we expired together, spent, teasing, into lovemaking, while fucking. Amazing poem.
I done took like 4 drinks. I'm about to go get my vodka out the joint. It's about to go on. This is the reason why.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
This is the hard work it takes to become a honey dripper, because we dripping right now. We dripping.
Did I slick up the floor
like
well
a
enough,
champ.
King?
Yes, you slicked up the. Hold on. Let's go to our online correspondent, Amani Elaine. We're gonna bring in. Amani Elaine, this is King Drip calling from the Pippin Radio Universe console. Can you tell us, what is the status of the floors?
Clean up on aisle 69. Clean up on aisle 69.
Oh, goddamn, that's right. Did she not ride that motherfucking beat like a G, like a champ?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
This is what I'm talking about. I'm gonna have to keep Amani Lane just for the ad libs, just to come in, because I just need it in my life. We need this type of energy. It's important. Lisa Lips, you clean up on aisle 69. You slicked up the floors. The sweat, we sliding all over the piece. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for coming on and tripping. Thank you for the hard work that you've done. And this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Right? Sexy shit. You have anything to say in Money Lane?
Hello?
I said, Imani, you have anything else you'd like to add before I go to King Kai?
I don't know. It's all good. That was amazing. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
I really did. I really did. All right, we got to do station identifier. We're back at it and put everybody in the queue. And make sure we get our epiphany on, you know, so we making sure that we got everything in proper form and proper order. And just so you know, this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? For your Raw Links, go to https://facebook.com/rawlinks.matics to get your Raw Links. And there's a special Iron Man Raw Links if you're looking for one. I would like to have one, but you know, I'm just gonna wait on it. All right, everybody in the queue, station identifier coming up right now. Welcome back to Epiphany Radio Universe. I'm your host, Todd Rux, a.k.a. King Drip, coming through here on Epiphany Radio Universe, the Honey Dripper 2.0, the Ski Mask Way Part 2, with my super dope co-host. Actually, I had the wrong call. My bad, Suave. My bad. Hold on. I can't believe I just did that. That was crazy. Hold on. Did I lose you? This is terrible. All right, well, until I find you again. Okay, hold on. All right. All right, Kai, you're going to have to hit one so I know which one is you, so I can easily figure it out. So there we go. Thank you. There you go.
I don't know what happened.
All right, we back. I have no idea.
That's good.
But we here. All right, so it's a good way to start out the honey dripping nice and slow. That Lisa Lips. Good Lord. Now we're going to go from Lisa Lips to one of my favorite Philly Johns. One half of the Love Zone, one half of Poetic Therapy, and one third of the Soul Cafe. My favorite Philly John. Good friend and all. Goddess and deity known as La Perla Negra. La Perla Negra, are you there?
Hey, what's up, Javi? Hello, everybody.
Hello.
What's happening? What's happening?
How are you?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
I got this water right here, and I got some cold press. That's all I got to tell you.
Y'all need no water.
So I need a little bit of water. And shout out to everybody who's streaming, who's hitting the Instagram right now. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Candace. We see you. Kia, we see you. SNS Accessories, Yvonne, Tavares, Polkon, we see you. We see all y'all streaming, all y'all people streaming, and we see you. We hear you. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for rocking with the Epiphany Radio Universe and the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective. Thank you very much. Now, the Pearl of Negra. Kai, right. I don't think Kai has heard you read a poem. So, Kai, would you mind if she read this poem to you?
Oh, I wouldn't mind at all.
Oh, man.
I would definitely like that.
Okay. All right. Well, I got you.
All right. So we about to mute ourselves again, King Kai, and away you go. Tender your ransom note.
Thank you. I call this control. Watching me was his favorite. I had just finished pleasuring myself in front of him while he sat in his chair looking at me. He said, come here. I'm obedient. So I stood up and walked over to him. He said, straddle me. As he slid his hands up through my thighs, I thought he was going to play with my pussy, but... Wait a minute, I'm sorry, I lost my place, hold on. I thought he was going to play with my pussy, but he grabbed my ass, guiding my body to sit down on his lap. He slid inside me, and I moaned and called out his name. He said, don't move. Look at me, Danielle. Don't move. I looked at him as he took my left hand off his shoulder and turned it over and placed the black scrunchie in it. He looked at me in my eyes and said, you know what I like. And I did. He wanted me to put my hair up in a ponytail so that later I could pull it out and he could watch it fall over my shoulders. God, this man loves control. I loved relinquishing it to him. When I raised my arms to pull my hair together, grabbed my hips and thrust inside me, almost came all over his dick. He said, didn't I tell you not to move? Yes, Daddy. He grabbed my wrist and tied my hands behind me. He said, ride slow. As he raised my breast to his mouth, flicking each nipple with the tip of his tongue. Then he filled his mouth with one and the other. Riding him felt so good with our bodies in sync. I threw my head back in ecstasy. He placed one hand on the arch of my back just above my ass and a firm grip to the back of my neck. He knows how I love that. He said, look at me. Now, I know the power of eye contact during passion, so I knew that I was in trouble because ain't no turning back from that. We never lost pace with our rhythm, and the passion was overwhelming me as tears formed in my eyes and ran down my cheek. So I released my neck, caressed my face, and kissed each eye, and kissed my lips like never before. Not only did I come, I gushed and squirted. Oh, and he kept going. I gently grabbing fistfuls of my lap. I thought he was about to come. He was growling and moaning and gripping my side, but he just untied my wrist and raised up and carried me to the bed. He laid us down with my legs over his shoulders and looked me in my eyes and gave me three deep thrusts. Pulled out and slid down to kiss her, giving her 10 soft kisses. And by the 10th, I was climaxing. He drank me deep and slid back up inside me, leaving my legs on his shoulder and just pounding away at my pussy. Oh, driving me crazy. So didn't I tell you to look at me? But I couldn't keep my eyes open. So good. So he bit and kissed my left knee and said, look at me. As I opened my eyes, he rolled over for me to ride him. When I got on top, I released my hair. And as always, the fall of my locks made him call out my name. As I rode him, he moaned and gripped my ass, and we fucked harder and faster, and, oh, I could feel the buildup. It was coming, and hard. I collapsed on top of him and lay feeling the pulsation inside. And that's that piece.
I'm just saying I had to unmute. I'm halfway through my bottle. You gonna stop these moans? I don't like. I got the air condition on. I turned it down to 65. I was on 70. I'm just gonna tell you, Kai. You go first, Kai. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, say, Kai, say something, Kai. Come on, King. Say something.
I need some milk. I couldn't handle. I was standing up for a second to catch some air from Lisa's lip, and then I was like, I got this. And then you, my knees.
Thank you, y'all.
Man.
Oh, wow.
Listen. Hold on. See, I'm just gonna say I'm halfway through my bottle. I've been drinking, trying to cool myself off. You gonna stop these loans?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna stop? Listen. You gonna
it's
stop
necessary.
These loans? You gonna stop them?
It's necessary.
No, they're not.
Oh,
I'm in a room by myself with some cold press. This is not good. These things are not
you
good.
You asked for this.
Listen. Listen to the song. This song, I dedicate this song to you. This is your song.
That's my shit too.
That's all the moans in the background.
Yeah.
That's you. Shoot these moans.
Yeah, baby.
Listen, yeah. All right, so Kai, you have anything? Because we're just gonna make the cold press worse. Cold press. We're gonna make it real worse. All right. We're gonna make it worse.
I wore shorts.
I was like, I am not putting on sweats. I wore shorts and I'm sweating. I have sweat down the middle of my back. You know what? I mean you no disrespect. Fuck you, La Perla Negra. From Lisa Lips to you. Fuck y'all.
I love you too. Fuck you both.
That's what happens. And now we got to deal with Quiet Storm, aka Rain, because Rain's here. Go ahead. Rain.
Am I on here?
All right. Listen, hold on.
Listen, I'm just trying to be in the story. Can I just listen? And how am I supposed to go after that? And Lisa.
Listen.
Oh,
you know how the honey drips. You know how the honey flows. Mm-hmm. We ain't gonna talk to you. Mm-hmm. We ain't got to tell you nothing.
And Danielle, you already know.
Wait, who's in the tub? Somebody's in the tub? Is there somebody in the tub right now? What the hell is going on? What the hell?
They're going to get wet. They might as well just go on and get submerged.
Just might as well get your ass in the tub right now. Get your ass in the tub right now. That's what it is. Oh, Kai, can you introduce Rain, please? Please and thank you. So we can
Rain. Quiet storm. You really just said that. Like, I'm real hot. I'm lost words. I honestly baffled that you don't trust in your ability, filthy pen. Like, you really do know how to make the honey drip.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
Let's see.
Bro, with that being said, we're going to let you put on this ransom note, and we're going to get out the way. We're fooling around. We're wasting time. We got to stop fooling around and wasting time. All right. I'm going to mute my mic. And,
can you tell me if the music is too loud, please? Can you hear it?
All right, no problem. We'll let you know.
Can you hear it? No?
Yeah,
can you hear it? Just a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, we can hear it.
Okay, good. All right, cool.
A little bit more.
A little bit more? Okay. That's better?
Yeah, go with that.
Okay. Laying here, naked, weak limbs spread across plush white sheets, a glowing in a blue room illuminated with black lights, windows open wide with no careful seats. We've been on full display. I'm spent, breathless, nipples swollen and erect, red lipstick smeared across my face and your lips and your thighs. Black mascara traces the evidence down my cheeks of how you fucked my limits, and I swallowed every ounce of pleasure you poured into me. Just before you wrapped your hand around my neck, pulled me up and kissed. Please see, the taste of you is never wasted when our tongues meet. While puddles of sweat gather at the small of my back and my thighs continue to beg my hips for reprieve, they seem to enjoy the way you manhandle me, abusing my pliability, bending my body, twisting my limbs. You loved watching the sheer pain and pleasure this contortionist act gifted me. As you devoured my plump, delectable offering from the front, the back, the side, the way your tongue slid between pink, swollen folds, slow and deliberate. You felt my flower bloom on the tip of your tongue as your fingers searched for the roots of it. The expression on your face when you slid them inside and realized these waters seemed uncharted. You were about to explore and discover land and sea within me, and you did. Now, my regard drinks every animalistic movement you make. I love watching you. Sweat dripping from everywhere, somehow. No evidence of fatigue. You calculated as you rise to the foot of the bed, aggressively yanking me by both ankles to the edge, flipped my ass over, pulled my hips back, and slowly slid the tip inside. Deep stroke as you stand up in it, your thick head still sensitive, so you just hold it there for a minute. My pleading moans are demanding it, so you spread my fat ass open as your thumb scoops and preps my forbidden with coconut cold press, now primed and ready for your sex, to explore the depths of me, all of me, because when we fuck, it's always in the name of love. There are no limits to this, no restrictions on the places we explore. Suddenly, I felt a hard bite on my ass cheek, followed by a smack that sent a sensation through me. I relax completely, and now you're inside of me, slow strokes in rhythm as we move together. Your downstroke and my backstroke filled with permission, faster and slower, a bust of the air, my senses alert. Wait,
was happening, but then just when your hips kissed my ass, your hand reached around. Fuck. Now vibration on my clit as your strokes become longer and faster and deeper. We are in sync, both edging a love the way we do this thing. I feel the pressure in the pulse of your pleasure. You turned up the speed. My clit is on fire. The intensity. Then you slid it inside my pussy. The tip resting on my yoni egg. Oh my fucking God. Your backstroke slows. I explode. And then you explode. We both convulse as you fill me with gratitude. And I spill for you. You stack my ass. We collapse. Just before we fall asleep inside of me. That's right.
Oh my God.
So I got some messages. Somebody said, y'all ain't playing. Y'all playing for keeps tonight. I see you. The other message was, this is pure ecstasy. Another message. Hold on, let me pull it. That shit is hot as fuck. Who the hell is this? So, yeah, Rain. What the hell? I'm just, man, hold on, wait, hold on. Let me go to our let's go to our online. Ronnie Elaine, can you tell me the status of the floors, please, right now at this moment?
Fuck up 69. All aisles in the store are wet. It is a cataclysmic day we around here. I'm hot.
I love you, Armani.
I can't breathe.
y'all just out here drenching shit. Just drenching. Mm-hmm. The whole, you know, just drenching. Listen, all right. I know we asked for it. We told people we're doing the ski mask way, but y'all robbing people for their desire and passion, for real. Motherfuckers is horny as shit. If you're horny as shit, please go to the event page and tell people that's so. That's important. The event page is maintained by the very beautiful, fantastic, and wonderful Tila Shell. I see you. We are here suffering under the deluge that has been known as the quiet storm, a.k.a. rain, but we're going to make it even worse. We're going to go to our favorite ASMR person who speaks in a similar voice, but very cool, very sexy, very incredible. Mm-hmm. And it's only good that we continue the sexy. So we're going to go from the very beautiful, sexy rain to the very beautiful and sexy Rita in Heels, a.k.a. the accidental poet. Kai, did you hear this? Imani, did you hear this? We're going from rain to Rita.
Rita?
I wish I had Queen Flo to sit here and roll these R's and go, do all that. Yeah, I need that.
Rita? Oh, you want to write that? Rita.
I love me some Rita.
Rita there. Mm-hmm. We're gonna mute everybody. Rita, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna cut that off. Mute everybody, and away you go.
All right. Called ransom note. There was that one time. I remember it so clearly. It still gets me gushy. Recollections of the music feeling so raw and innately intense, like it was altering our DNA as we moved through the room. Everyone was taken over and intoxicated. Most on artificial stimulants, but for me, it was the natural scent of him. It was pheromones mixed with the energy drifting off his skin, shaken and served on the rocks. this lubricated the way to our dark hallway rendezvous, which felt precarious and forbidden, but slid right into place. Before I can even say my name, his was already playing in my mouth. He had me pressed up hard against the wall, one hand firmly on my neck to fix my stare into his darkness, the other hand edging up my skirt in a slow, deliberate tease, placed my hands behind me and they pressed into the wall, reminding me that I had no control. I felt his body, all that pressure pushing into me, the power of his hard edges and the strength of his lines. He began the game with gentle kisses on my exposed collarbone and then seemed to evolve into a different animal, one that's hungrier, more desperate to feast. I feel his hands in the back of my hair, yanking my neck up, leaving it exposed to him, as I am completely under his control. He leaned in close, whispering with hot breath on my ear, "Be a good girl." I feel that hand continue to edge up my thigh, his fingers tracing love lyrics into the edges of my lacy panties. The voice taunts me, "Sweet girl, did you wear these pretty little things for me?" The air is trapped in my chest and I can barely choke out a little gasp. "Everything is for you." He smiles the devilish grin and whispers a satanic verse in response. "Then why did you get them all wet?" He teases me with the words, "Bad girl." As his fingers get more aggressive, I feel a hard slap on my ass that stings with a sweet release. I try to speak, but I can only moan softly. It feels warm and soft in my mouth. I hear his voice define me again. "No, you're my good girl." As he continues, "These belong to me." He rips them off with one swift, aggressive move. Walking away, he slips them in his pocket and leaves me dripping in the hallway. Both of my lips are wet and hungry. There is nothing to protect my thighs as I walk through the club dripping. Before I reach my car, a text vibrates my purse. It read, "I have your orgasm held captive, miss. If you ever want to see it again, come here in the next 10 minutes. Be naked and gushy wet. Be ready to do as you are told." The next text was a pic of his long, thick cock wrapped in my torn panties and just read, "Proof of life." And that's that piece.
Ho, 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 ho. Yo, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I was not ready. Yes, give me. I need my jaw. I need all of my jaws back. I need them back now. I'm dead at proof of life. I am dead at proof of life.
Oh my God. Yeah. I feel really good now.
Lord.
Yeah. Listen. I just want to, I'm going to leave this up to you and Imani to describe what just happened, because that's important.
Do we really need a description of what just happened? If you all just felt it. Did you feel it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty. That was pretty intense.
It was.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe. This is Donnie Dripper 2.0. Number 5, The Ski Mask Way, Part 2, The Ransom Note. And if you're being held for ransom with your desires, make sure that you get a pair, you know, get something cool to drink, roll up, smoke up, toke up, do whatever you got to do, get a towel, sit on it. You should be wet and sweaty. I know I am. I'm drinking water. We've already talked to our correspondent, Imani Lane, who said that the entire supermarket?
Oh, absolutely. The whole thing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a flood.
Precisely.
Oh, man. Yes, it's a flood. We're going to move on because we're just going to keep making it worse. We're going to create more wetness, more delusion. We have Angel Kendall Voice, the fallen angel, who's on here, is going to come in here. Angel Kim, are you there? Oh, snap. Well, in the meantime, we'll go get her back in the meantime, between time, because whatever Blog Talk is doing, which it shouldn't have happened, but I do believe that we are going to go to the station manager and the Beach City Bay, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and Miss Gilmore, a.k.a. the Beach City Bay, Beach City Poetress. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
I am.
Okay. Well, we're gonna mute our mics and Poetic, you know what to do from this point. We're gonna handle that and y'all give a round of applause for Reading Heels for compromising the hell out of us. And we're just going to keep compromising people because that's what we do over here in the Pippi Radio Universe with the Honey Drippers. We compromise people. And be prepared to further be compromised between everything else that's happening. So I'm going to mute everybody's mics except for you two. And away we go. And I'm going to assume you guys want the same music that you like. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That's fine.
All right. Well, Kyle, mute us. We stop this. So away we go.
Pussy fairy, capture me. I won't fight. Won't try to fly away when you come. Entangle me in your net. Uncover me. All my delicate fairy secrets. When you stand me out, I won't put up a fight. Meet me in between meat of my butterfly wings. Laying a layer down, lay warmth of that thick, long tongue across exposed position of my thorax and lick. Linger long laps and tell fairy tales pour themselves right out of me, uncontrollably. Ignore my wriggling, all my moaning. Focus on pink stillness of my flesh, devouring sprinkles of my pixie dust as it comes dusting out, landing all over us, making us so damn proud. Amo tu lengua, todo mojado, bésame. Please, baby, wade through these puddles, bring mommy that tongue. I love when you kiss me in my mouth, deep, share flesh meat with me.
Now that I've caught you within my grasp, any form of struggle won't last, because my excitement will pin you down. My net will hold you down as I explore your fairy openness, keeping you pinned down from soaring and dripping your wetness. The secrets you delicately keep to yourself, I yearn to taste them myself. My desire to have my meat grind with your meat between your wings, sprinkling your fairy magic dust as you drip to my feet, planting my tongue in warmth wetness of your mouth. So pleasing that your larynx will beg me to part your seas.
Your fairy wings begin to flutter with ease. The exploration of your fairy tales with my tongue is well worth the anticipated fun. So pour your angst of stored honey drip down my throat so I can lick just the tip of the curves of this pussy fairy juice. I feel your uncontrollable wiggling, trying to become free and loose. I cannot ignore your body convulsions, because your pink soft flesh is not any illusions. The more you wiggle in excitement, the more your pixie dust comes free from begging for an atonement. Because while you sprinkle my dick, we'll make that soul smile. And after a while, not only will you be so proud, you'll say, I know you love fucking me every day. I love making your pussy become my fairy. Forget rapping, I'll have you singing like a canary.
You trapped me, knowing I love it right here in this cage. Springtime captured, captivating me inside your poetic meadows. Then, don't look surprised at how time gave us its hands. Now we control him and how high we fly. It's hypnotic. It's very dusty, isn't it? When you freed time from behind your waistband, I took your timepiece in my face, downed you deep, let you get real, real close. See, time got itself caught in my throat, soaring swallows slowly slurping every second away till that moment where I could taste flavor of your love burst previewing me. That's when I allowed minutes to stop. Proudly I let go so I could pluck in. You should know by now how carefully I pick my flowers. Time you right to place me on top. Your love between my thighs and wet places. Give me kisses of my fairy and you, juicy from my face. Frame. Watch irises turn colors as I add inches of your stem to my flower slowly, slowly, slow. Feel my petal opening up over your warm, thick steel. Still all my magic as you steer up and I wind down for you, Poppy.
So, yeah, I'm laying my head on your pillow. You better fuck me real slow, for real, though, because your puddles will become more like an ocean spray. And I'm an Olympic-trained swimmer, so go ahead and say it to me in another language as I pay homage. A ton cold de la fée, chate. Spread your legs so my tongue can have its morning latte. Oh, and mommy, you can definitely call me daddy. Your mouth will feel this deep, wet kiss you love so much as I share your flesh meat with you and we touch each other's free time beyond just the springtime. And that's that piece.
I don't know what y'all been doing over here. No idea what is happening.
Oh wow.
I had to cut my throat. Oh my. Wow. You're right.
Hold on. Can I say, was there some pussy magic going on? Was there some pussy magic? There was a pussy fairy. There was somebody fucking with the, was there some pussy magic going on? I just want to know. Just anybody answer that. That's.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Oh, it was fun. Oh, that's what you call it.
If nobody was rubbing themselves during that poem, then you missed it.
We're not going to talk about rubbing ourselves. We can't admit that online. Cold press. Anyway, Yes. Yeah, see, y'all just came in here, slicked up the floors, kicked off a collabo, secretly snuck up on people, and just literally just took wetness and just put it all up in people's faces, beards, smeared.
I mean,
listen, I'm sick of y'all. I'm just saying.
That's what we do.
Thank you, Poet Metals. That was fun.
No, thank you, Beast City. It was definitely fun.
Oh, jeez. Just brilliant. Can we say there's some brilliantly filthy shit going on right now? Can we say it?
This is some brilliantly filthy shit going on right now. Oh, my God.
Absolutely. 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 And just we just got to make it worse. We got to make it worse because, you know, we're just on a run right now. So why not? Why not? So we're going to bring the bro in. We're going to bring the bro in. The king. Suave with the three E's. Are you there?
Hey, what's poppin',
So we're going to go from a poetic and a beach city poetress to the king Suave. That's what we're going to do. All right, so, Imani, like, what can we call this? What are we doing right now? What is this?
Debauchery. That's what we can call it.
Debauchery. Yes, that is it. Yes, debauchery. Van Meadows. And Beat City, Ms. Gilmore, y'all have created debauchery along with these slicked up floors that is the whole entire supermarket. We're in here, and we're just going to make it worse. We're going to put you guys back in the queue, and we're going to get ready. Suave, are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Well, we're going to mute our mics, let go, and you tend to this ransom note.
Absolutely. Allow me to introduce myself for y'all who don't know me. My name is Suave with the three E's. And don't forget the three E's because they are important. And my pronouns are he, him, and you can call me King. And this piece is entitled Ransom. I remember that night. It was mentally appeasing to me, 'cause sensually she loved to please and tease. I mean, she really left me leaking. She made me come faster than my consciousness to thinking, like my soul was the only thing she was seeking. She was like a drug that I would shortly get addicted to and inevitably lose mortality to. And as she gasped and panted for air, the sweat glistens and beats from her partially lit face. Her eyes beam down at me as she scaled my body with the tip of her index finger. In a soft, seductive snarl, she said, "Oops. There goes another victim laid here to rest." And as I laid there to rest, I wondered, how did she get the best of me? And then it hit me. It hit me like the thunderous claps you frequent as she takes me from the back, anticipating every single scene. Seriously having you on the edge of your seat, you see. This whole scene started with you texting me. Conversations and reverberations began with this simple, seducing saying. Everybody has secrets. But the question is, can you keep it? Keep me coming back for more? And more. I want you to degrade me. Send my soul straight through the ether. And I had no rebuttals either. 'Cause from that moment on, I knew that I would oblige. As if she was coming to follow the leader. So as I showed her a few tricks, She treated me with a feast, and it took me to new feasts, making me want to go deeper. Assuring her that I didn't want to be saved, so I plunged, and I told her to enslave me with your hands on me, come to please, please stretch me out on your altar. And after you alter my being, melodic and tone, hallowed we will be when we... As my soul was engulfed, I wanted to savor every single last note. As if I had been recording on a voice, no background denoising, we were producing a masterful hit. Rendering me, my soul mortal from your combative nature, I erotically exclaimed, I want you to destroy me. Finish me with a fatality. I want to know what a flawless victory feels like. And as I face defeat with strokes in your stream, she seemingly detached and collapsed with me, legs up like the fence. And as she released the flow that made me lose control, like pouring out secrets that were to remain untold, my body goes limp. Had you snatched my soul, ensuring you that your story will remain in the depths of my soul, and ensuring you that, baby, dead man surely can't tell no tales, but hurt and mortar torture, that still calls my name. Oh, poem.
Damn it. I was on mute. Number one, I must have missed this. Destroy me? For real? This is what? Really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're doing.
What you
asked
for.
This is what you asked for.
Is it not?
This is what we asked.
This is what it was.
I just wanted you guys to know that I'm selling towels, 2 for $5, 2 for $5. I got water bottles.
Got the 2 for $5.
I'm old.
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm going to need one of those.
And then I just went and got Nick. Nick motherfucking nasty, a.k.a. Freak Nick, a.k.a. Galactus, Eater of Worlds, and your girl. Nick, can you tell me what the hell is going on? Can you interpret from your view?
It seems like everybody that's been on the mic tonight is being brilliantly filthy, and I love it. That's what's happening.
I conclude that is an incredible conclusion that I think that we all are drawing from it. That's what I think is happening. So we're going to get out the way right now because we're going to let Nick motherfucking nasty do his thing. We're going from King Suave. Round of applause for King Suave out here destroying everything. And we're going to move on to, Nick Nasty. I'm going to mute everybody. Cut this music. And the mic is yours.
All right. Let me put my phone on. Do not disturb. All right. This poem is called
the ski mask way. I walk out of the terminal, and your car pulls up. We both know why I'm in your city. Damn, you so fucking pretty. I climb in and hug you and squeeze you. We exchange warm kisses, and I'm more than ready to please you. We drive to your home. As soon as we get inside and get situated, I get you naked. Sitting on your bed as you stand before me in all your glory, I place lips just above your waist and place both hands on your ass cheeks. You did all that shit talking last week. Well, now it's time to live out your fantasy. Let's see. I said, you did all that shit talking last week. Well, now it's time to live out your fantasy. Let's show these people just how exciting your OnlyFans can be. I slide on my ski mask if you turn on the camera. Might be the only time a red light means go. They paid for a show, so it's time for action. I run my fingers along the surface of your black skin and slowly remove your panties. Who told you to wear it? I get them all the way to the floor and notice those pretty ass toes. Sunshine yellow nail polish. We'll get back to those later. For now, I get down on one knee. I propose you place a leg over my shoulder. I lift your thigh and place my lips on your clit. I know you don't like too much direct contact, so I swirl my tongue left and right, alternating, placing it above and licking downwards to keep the hood covering it. I slide two fingers inside and go right to your G-spot. This is not my first time discovering it. I make the come here motion to make you come here and produce an ocean G-spot massaging and clit sucking simultaneously. The viewers at home watching probably think that we are professionals. Though we aren't under contract, we're far from amateurs. I start to speed up and your moans increase as my fingers slam at your inside. You look down at me and we lock eyes as my tongue rotates around your clit counterclockwise. You see my cock rise, so you know what's next. But you also know what you have to do first. Come for daddy. You do it so beautifully. I open wide as you squirt your juice in me. Delicioso. Right in my mouth, the same place you about to watch your toes go. But first, I pick you up and lay you down on the bed, gently caressing your head as I slide the head of my dick inside your lips, the bottom ones. I know it's been a while since Miss Kitty had a dick that made her smile. Looks like she got her one. I see her down there grinning. I know we both Christians, but I hope you don't mind a little sinning. Looks like she, hope you don't mind a little sinning as I loosen my hips and loosen your lips, hand wrapped around your throat. I won't loosen my grip until I'm finished making you finish. With every stroke, I choke. I don't know what I enjoy more. The tightness of your walls or the smacking of your ass cheeks with my balls, my mushroom tip, my shaft, my veins. I want you to feel it. Oh, I swear as I fill you up, I can feel your guts. If I keep going at this pace in this position, there's no doubt in my mind that we'll both erupt. You don't get to come until I say you can come. Yes, I'm holding your orgasm hostage. Consider these strokes the ransom note. I know you're close, but you gotta beg me for it. So beg me for it. Beg me for the green light. I know I'm delivering some mean pipe, but I won't be nice until it seems right. So I pull out and flip you over and quickly slide back in your pussy to continue the stroke up. Whoa. I love Miss Kitty. She's so fucking pretty, the way she swallows my dick over and over, taking it like a fucking champ, puddles forming beneath us. You're more than fucking damp. Remember those pretty-ass toes that I said we'd get back to? Well, later is now. As I lift your leg up and continue to pack you, it's a great thing that you're so flexible while I'm sexing you. I wonder if a big toe counts as a vegetable. Either way, I kiss down your calf, then your ankle, then the side of your foot, then the side of your toe, and swirl my tongue around the biggest one. It's been a while since my mouth had a toe that made him smile. Looks like he got him one as I stick it all in my mouth and I suck while massaging the bottom of your foot. And I just keep on sucking you all while still fucking you. The primal dom in me is coming out. I know you hear me growling as I hear Miss Kitty meowing. Don't worry. I know you were the first to purr. These other clones don't compare to the original. Backshot so methodical, every stroke is precisional. What a beautiful visual. Just like your pussy, I take it all in. Your juicy cheeks surrounding my dick. And that lower back tat would have made the perfect target practice if I actually planned on pulling out. But that agenda is in another castle. Queen, we make the perfect fucking team together. Our nasty force, let's combine our nasty forces the way we joined our nasty pens, and we can cause a massive flood between your thighs. And that's when I rip my ski mask off and get face to face below your waist so your pussy can look a killer in the eyes. And that's that piece.
Listen, God damn it. God damn it. Wait a minute. Hold it. Look, hold on. Let me just do this as quick as possible.
This man.
Because
we just gonna
open a couple mics. Just open a couple mics. Cause we just gonna be on some bullshit for a second. We're going to be on some phone sex bullshit right now. Let's be on bullshit. Because Nick just came through and oh, look, kill it.
I was Nick.
I'm just going to say it like that. I don't have any good terms for it. It's filthy.
I'm like, have mercy. Like,
Jesus,
oof, my heart.
There's honey everywhere.
No, I'm like,
there's honey everywhere.
There's
alcohol.
We are closing the store. Listen.
Okay.
The store is closed.
I'm really to the point. I know that. All right. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, please understand that at 11 o'clock, the Blog Talk lady, she's very unkind. She doesn't give a fuck about nothing. You, your mama, anybody. She cuts you off unless you are actually on the broadcast. Make sure that you dial this number, 319-527-6300. Continue to get your cold press and get your towels and everything else. You should be wet by now. If you're not, because I'm clutching my pearls. I don't even have pearls, but if I had them, I'd clutch them because there's some bullshit that's going on, just in case you didn't understand. It's dripping.
Let's just run through this
real quick. Yes. All kinds of filthy, nasty things. This is just disturbing how filthy this is,
Nick growled. He growled.
No, he purred.
Okay. I'm going to read these messages. I'm weak. Yes. That's the way it was written. All right, that's how it was written. I'm reading. I do not disclose names. I would just read them. All right. You need to do something about this shit. Big toe sucking while fucking. I've been violated in my own house.
He chose violence. He chose violence tonight. Nick chose violence.
Yo, that's crazy. All right, this is crazy. My glasses are fogging up. Listen, we have 2 minutes until the Blog Talk lady will come on and kick you off the broadcast, and you won't get this verbal. You got 90 seconds. You won't get this verbal Viagra. I will tell you that right now. You will make sure that you call in, get yourself in here, make sure to, you know, pack yourself in here, get yourself going. I understand we got a few more spaces left. If you're going to do it, hit one. Make sure that you hit one. And understand that there's an order in the queue and everything else like that. Can y'all give a round of applause to Nick motherfucking Nasty and everybody who came before, who came in and slicked up these damn floors. You got 60 seconds. And then 60 seconds, it's over with. Make sure now it's been brilliantly filthy here at the Ski Mask Wave Part 2. There have been plenty of ransom notes being tendered. Who are you trying to save? If you haven't saved yourself, make sure that you get your cold press. Go save yourself if you can. Touch your health, touch your neighbor, do something different. Make everything else happen. And we're just going to let this last 30 seconds play out. Anybody have any flowers for all? You can give flowers to anybody at this point. We don't even care. We just going to be just disrespectful and just open everybody's mics and just be silly for about 2 minutes. For about 2 minutes, we're going to just open everybody's mics.
I'm violated. Jeez. I feel violated in a good
way.
Nick,
y'all been fucking on fire.
Oh my God, Nick.
That's true. I don't even care. I don't even care. I'm open to everybody's mic. I don't even know. 205, I don't even know who this is. I think it's Dave. Metaphor, is this you?
No, it's not.
It's not? My bad.
Oh, that's Raina. That sounds like Raina.
Thank you.
Is that Raina?
It is.
Yeah. I know. Raina's voice. That's not
my mother's voice.
I know that.
I have a question for Nick.
I just got through this with students, and now Nick then bent me over like a student and smacked me with a yardstick. I'm trying to be teacher's pet right now.
I have a question for Nick.
God damn it, Nick. Did you have to say my name and her nigga? Like, for real.
Really? We just...
But the
we
way
just
he
in
said
here
cock,
with it.
Though.
I think
no,
I just have a question.
That was, yeah, go ahead.
When you can say cock and make a sexy shit.
As the newest member of the Drippers, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nick, mm-hmm. can I invite you over to the Cougar's Lair, please?
You handed out invitations.
Go on, bro. Go on, bro.
Who's area code? All right, real quick. I just need to know. Who's area code 803 so I can just get this over with? Who's 803?
That's Mother of Dragons.
Oh, okay. You know, you could have just said it was Mother of Dragons, but you know, I don't read numbers well. What up? All right, 540, who's this? 540.
Automatic charismatic.
What's up?
Okay.
I'm tired, but I got a little energy left. You know what I mean?
Sounds like a job of cook.
I'm up there driving. You know what? I had the worst day of truck driving in history, but it's all good. I'm safe.
All right, as long as you're safe. We going to rock out with our socks out. All right. So here's what I'm going to do. Because we're going to go on the run.
I just
want to
give fairy juice really quick. Can I give some fairy juice really quick? Everyone gets fairy juice tonight. Y'all and me sweating cheeky. Fuck.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. All right. Alright, I'm a cut everybody's mic out. I'm gonna go one by one. I'm gonna knock everybody out. Kai, here's your choice. You wanna go two from now or three from now, right? Because I know I got one person. They have to go immediately, so I promise them they can go because they have to go. But after that, what do you want to do?
It's up to Z as well. I guess.
So two it is. Yeah. No, two it is. All right. So I'm gonna mute everybody's mic. Angel, I'm gonna skip you real quick. I'm gonna put Polcon
no
on because they're on. They got a show because they got a show. And then we're gonna go from you to Kai and Z, and then we're gonna go to Mother of Dragons and Automatic. I mean, no, actually, we're gonna go to Queen Flow, then Mother of Dragons, and then Automatic Charismatic to close us out. All right. So,
and then you.
And then you.
Yeah, I'll think about it. I think about it. Y'all,
hey,
listen,
yeah.
Listen.
No,
how it's came, it's came.
Right.
Miss Mahoney,
don't play.
Mm-hmm.
Do not play.
Okay, 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 okay. I got
the
everybody.
The station manager has
spoken.
He said, you better close out. That's what he said. The station manager has spoken. He said, you better close out. That's what he said.
That's what he said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Exactly what I
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mr. Mojave.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yes. I hear everybody.
Did you get me?
Wait. Did I skip you? Amani, I thought you wasn't going.
Yeah, then I changed my mind in the chat. You didn't. Okay.
I was on some cold press, so my bad. So all right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to go Poet Con, Amani, Angel, and then we're going to go in that order. All right? That work?
Okay.
All right. So I'm closing everybody's mics. Closing everybody's mics. All right, hold on. I think I got everybody. Got everybody. Poet Con, are you ready?
I am ready. Thank you so much for the invite.
You're welcome. All right, we are mute our mics, and away we go.
Ass smacking, a steady beat, fishnets on sheet, that warm body close to me, deep stroking, anal probing, provoking my stream. I am naked, vexed and perplexed, wondering what the fuck took you so long, angry with anticipation. Get the fuck over here, right there, right now. Hold this like this. That's it. Now don't you fucking move. You listen well. Let's see how you handle this pleasure principle. I'm the principal and your truant ass is suspended. Short-winded, thunder grip on my mount as I grip the tip, I've got you under pressure. Plunder, search for your sanity, cream for all humanity. Watch that lady shit exit. My rhythm is perfected, finding and letting go, finding then letting go, taking it all in, and you don't say shit. That's it. Get here, right here, pull my pussy hair through this fucking lace. What underwear? They are scattered amongst the floor. Put your hand here and this finger on my tongue. Touch me with your toes. Eat me while teaching me. I cry. Find my river and take a dive. Swim in these ripples. Kiss this fucking cellulite, these dimples. Tell me it's what you came here for. Yes, I know. I am coming, toeing in your mouth, me talking that shit, big toe pointing shit out. Don't you dare pull out. In and out, come. In and out, drum. In and out. and get tired till I tell you to stop. Go. Stop. Go. Stop now. Go now. Look at what you just did. Enough to swim in. Kiss the rim. Rimming me while filming me. Let me strike a motherfucking pose. Red tips, bald head, or ball fade. All I know is I'm riding your nose. And don't you dare fucking move. Breathe out your mouth while I hold my position in submission and fucking come. Shit. All right. That's it. Get the fuck out. Poem.
Well, 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 well. Oh, Lord Jesus. yeah.
Lord.
I'm just gonna be on some ignorant stuff right now. Y'all give it up for Poet Khan, the fishnet poet. Thank you for coming through. Hold on, let me take this down. Shit. Yeah, my imagination was going. Imani, how did you feel about this piece? I know how I felt about it, but I'd like to hear your opinion.
I felt very, very compromised and moist. Yes,
compromise. Compromise is a good word. I was very compromised.
Thank you.
Thank you, Poet Khan, for coming through and blessing our microphone and wetting it and making it drip and compromising the fuck out of us. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My Nike shorts, thank you. All right, so, Poet Khan, I'm going to put you back into the queue. Imani Elaine, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, okay, we're going to mute the mics, and away she goes.
Well, hello, my name is Imani Lane, and my pronouns are she, her, they, and this is three-part harmony. With a voice like smooth butter, he said, that music be his love language. He was spitting game and talking to me very nicely about wanting to be my radio lover, and I already have a daddy, but I was intrigued, so I obliged him. He was handsome, debonair, suave, even skin the color of warm butterscotch. I decided to call him Papa, and with permission given to unleash this kitten, I use my voice as siren song to enchant him, entreat him, not knowing that he had eyes for the both of us, that he wanted to give our couplet a third leg. Our meeting started at a trot, us trading kisses and touches and teases, attempting to ease tensions. I wanted to be energetically and eagerly engulfed in his ecstasy, so I said to him, play with this pretty pussy, Papa. Make her purr. While Daddy dominates and dictates his dance of bodies colliding in triplet time. Have your tuning fork fixed to the frequency of my desire. Mind control me with the melody of your passion. I wanted to feel his flow. Become entranced in the cadence of each of his strokes while Daddy orchestrated and produced this masterpiece. And he did all of that and more. Hit my spot like the maestro that he was. Had my heart thudding like the boom of 808s from the incursion. He made my bones groan the size of the hit records before making me the best bridge he'd ever written. Used it to cross over from being the driving beat to the instruments at rest. I watched as he came in cannons, one after the other, drawn out to Mata's high-pitched and in vibrato at the hands of our conductor. He thanked Sim by returning the favor slammed into them from behind. The reverb almost discordant had their vocals distorted over his beat, the tempo animalistic and so unique that metronomes couldn't even keep pace with it. God, the music we made was magic. And as the rapture of our rhapsody drew to a close, we bathed in the sound path of our heavy breath.
Jesus Christ. We just have to ask people how to feel. We're just going to have to ask, because that's what it is. We have to find out. Jesus Christ, hold on. Let me go to Beach City Bay before I return to King Kai. Beach City Bay, how did it feel? How did it feel? Can you hear me? Can y'all hear me?
I'm sorry. I was here.
Yeah, all the flowers. Jesus.
Imani Elaine, I started sweating again when you got on, just knowing that you was coming on. So thank you for coming through.
Thank you for listening.
Can I go back to cleaning up my puddle now, honey? Thank you.
Yes, you may. Yes, you may. We'll help you clean up the puddle. Miss Angel Kim, how did you feel about it? How did it make you feel? How did it make you feel?
It made me so fucking hot and horny. I ain't even gonna lie. I feel some type of way right now.
Mm-hmm. I had to go get Raina Flo. Yeah, if Clean Up, I suppose 69 was a person, it'd be Imani Elaine. Yes, that's actually that's accurate, King Kai. That's accurate as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's accurate as fuck. King Kai,
y'all
yes.
Know the siren
all right, listen. All right, so this has been super filthy. Everybody's compromised. I don't even know how to explain it more than this. If you are listening to this podcast, make sure that you don't listen to it alone. Make sure that you have somebody that you can demonstrate your wiles and your feelings with, because it's important. You should make sure. It should be as important as Suave's 3 E's are important. That's how important it is. That's serious. All right? Angel Kim, are you ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Now we smoothed it out. We been sweating. It'll be good. I'm going to push in that. Y'all give a round of applause for Imani Elaine.
Yeah, Imani.
And you know, clap your hands as if you're clapping some cheeks. we're about to go to Miss Angel Kim, a.k.a. The Voice, a.k.a. The Fallen Angel. All right, I'm going to put everybody back in the queue. And Miss Angel Kim, away you go.
Grabbing my keys as I run out the door, leaving everything behind. Packing nothing, because at this point I don't care. Frank's car, putting it in reverse. Hitting the highway with no end in sight. As the roads twist and turn, tears fall down my face because I'm not sad. I'm just mad because I allowed myself to be put in this position again. Thunder erupts the silence as lightning kisses the skies. The heavens open up to flood me with its endless tears. I hydroplane, trying to control my car. I hit a ditch. Why does this keep happening to me? Sitting here on this lonely country road, I see lights pulling up behind me. Hand on my trigger because I'm ready to bust. just in case shit gets out of hand and this taps at the window. Looking up and standing in the rain is this tall drink of water with piercing blue eyes. He asks if I'm okay, and I shake my head no. He gives my card once over, realizing there's no hope. He offers me a ride to his place due to the roads being flooded. I agree. He offers me a towel once there and a dry tea and didn't want me to catch a cold from being drenched in wet. He lights a fireplace and he takes his shirt off. And left before me is the most gorgeous sight I've ever seen. I'm watching him wipe the wetness off his chest and unaware that I'm biting my bottom lip and moans are escaping out. He turns, raises an eyebrow, and looks at me curiously. Walking toward me, he takes the towel out of my hands, letting it hit the floor. He unbuttons my shirt and my bra, exposing my plump ample breast. He starts palming and crushing them ever so gently, making my cutie flutter. Touching my face, raising my chin, his kiss is so passionate, I forgot I just met him. Laying down on the rug in front of the fireplace, his fingers begin to roam all the areas of my body so gently, paying attention to every nook and cranny, and how my body responds to him is purely electrifying. This is definitely something I'm not used to, but I long for, and it's like we're on a whole nother frequency. He takes his time kissing and licking every inch of me, part of my lip, as he slips his tongue deep inside while filling my swollen pearl, rolling his tongue over my clit as my body responds. He's got me thinking, damn, this is what heaven must feel like. He rolls me on my stomach, kisses down my spine. Next thing I know, I feel his lips and teeth biting and pressing my cheeks, sliding his tongue down the crack of my ass ever so easily. He eases them open as I feel him lick the rim, teasing my senses, tongue in, tongue out, as he reaches under to play with my hot, wet pussy, and I couldn't resist. I came right then. Oof. I had to gather my thoughts, and I'm craving him more and more. I slowly stand up as he lies there on the floor. I'm looking at his wreck. And I lower myself, straddling his body. I insert him inside, and he feels me to the brim because his girth is quite wide, stretching my walls and my damn imagination. I feel him kissing, sucking, and licking my breasts to my nipples, and I am riding him while he's doing this. And, oh, it feels good. So good. There's no other feeling like this, I'll have to admit. And we start out nice and slow, but we quickly pick up the pace. And I love making turns to straight fucking all within the blink of an eye. We fuck on the floor, the chair, the coffee table. No place is safe from our love making. We fuck in every position with smooth transitions so we could conjure up anything, and it was a possibility. Hot and heavy, and my pussy is straight creamy, ass slapping, hair pulling, our moans cut through the air like knife cutting through butter. Oh, shit. Sucking and biting me only makes us fuck harder and harder, getting fucking wild. Not too fast, but not too slow, but I'm feeling every stroke of his dick pulsating inside of me. Drenching in sweat, we never miss a beat. We fucking fuck until the rain stops. We fucking fuck until the sun begins to shine. We fuck and fuck and fuck and fuck and fuck some more. we come together, our bodies both sense. We collapse and hold each other, no words ever exchanged. We drift off to sleep, but only be rewoken by banging at the door. Shaking, I'm scared, because my gun is in the car. We get up, he slides on his pants, and I cover with his shirt. He opens the door, standing there looking bewildered, with tears in his eyes. It's my fiance. He's been watching this whole time, looking through the window at our hot sex session. And I knew he had only tracked me through my phone, but I smiled slightly because revenge is so bittersweet. And at that damn moment, I didn't give a damn. And I am that rose that grew out of concrete, and you have just been hit by Angel Kim.
This is what heaven feels like. I want you to remember that. This is why they call it a voice, Angel Kim.
That part.
Okay.
This is not okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lord.
I'm definitely going to need my my boxes back. My boxes have slid off and ran off in the opposite direction. Let me ask Queen Flo. Queen Flo, how did you feel about that erotic story? How'd you feel?
Clean up on all aisles. Clean up on all aisles. Especially
just,
69.
I am
compromised. It's water, oil, and honey every fucking where. Shit. It's the voice for me.
Yeah, I would have to say that too. That's what it is, but we must keep continuing on. King Kai, Lady Siren, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I'm going to mute everybody's mics. Queen Flo, Mighty Elaine, Angel Kim. Y'all give a round of applause for Angel Kim. Sexy shit.
Can you hear me?
I'm warning. I'm compromised. I got a big handful of cold press, so I'm going to try not to slip off on the keyboard while we're doing this. I'm going to mute my mic. And King Kai, the mic is yours.
Oh, okay. That's good. Is it you, Dave? I mean, Lady Sari.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Sorry, you were low before.
You said I'm low.
You're fine now. You're fine. I'm sorry. Dear lady.
Yes, Kai?
I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I mentioned before how it would make you scream, and that body is out of this world. I didn't think I could ever handle you until, well, listen. This is my response to a direct manifestation. You have 24 hours. I won't rush you. A patient will be your best friend. I'm brilliantly filthy, so let's take it nice and slow. I'm going to spit on your clit so you can slide up my pole with less friction. My tongue is my pen, writing sigils upon your pussy, summoning the stars in your body to swirl. Call me Hokage. Me training your spirit with mind transfer jitsu, giving your brain to me, hoping you bend and I fit into your
space. Because I don't let everybody in my space understand the way I vibrate with this energy. There's many who gravitate towards me, but I'm looking for a star, one that shines but won't burn and definitely won't fall. So yes, respect is always key, and my mind's plenty thirsty, and you'll have to unlock that before ever hearing my voice go beyond a certain octave. But You've only given me 24 hours throwing down your literary gauntlet, so I'm here to write through the constellations with you, loading up our pens and shooting for the moon, mentally venturing into my venus, making my mercury rise, because I get the feeling this could indeed be the brilliant meeting of two filthy minds, although I do get a little dirty at the thought of you spitting your lines into me, passionately blending skin, releasing ink, interconnecting consciousness. Let's explore each other's entities and planet hop, trying new positions at each stop.
I'm not stopping until my hands will be come the rings around your anus, bending around your curves. My comet will plunge into your cat's nebula, me shaking the inside of your solar system. You pulling, me tugging, that's gravity. But we exist in our own space, so I'm gonna vacuum the air out your chest. You floating like helium as I deliver this bomb. Atoms collide into a big bang until our neutrons become neurons and I dance on your brain. What dreams of our harmonic conversion makes you go insane? Wanting me to return like helium until you come on this black, voluptuous, melanated hole, my body. I hope what we have doesn't get too toxic since I'm a Taurus, but I'm pleasing you until you leave and come back. Got me thinking that my love is crack.
Well, crack is whack, but the potency of my yoni could definitely hit like that. So if you bounce this body through the universe, you better believe I'ma bounce back. I'll toss you like a boomerang. Better yet, I rise and shoot in that ass, cause fingering my pages like that make my chakras go crazy. The way you cleverly command colorful connotations, cosmically creating vivid images that I find vividly rooting themselves into my spirit. So I'll happily invade the whole of your melanin, expanding your black. That's the field I'm trying to orbit in. See, black holes have no radiation, but no matter. The goddess in me can divinely transmute your toxicity. When I exhale, you inhale and just breathe me. Even in a vacuumed environment, I could be your oxygen. Place your face to my center, open wide as it overflows, siphoning my essence by the ounce in milky streams, teleporting big bangs directly into my core so I may invoke the fire of Haley at the speed of which we're traveling, interstellar linking of lovers and friends, fueling the flames of your heart, then boom, I land, blowing craters into your metaphysical, pulling you apart, then touching, licking, kissing, and sucking you back together again just to restart.
See, I find it funny. I wanted to dig you down, carve you out. Knowing sex with you be the death of me. I came for a friend, you got a friend in me. I'ma put my friend in you since you like to play with my body, getting buzzed and busting light years. This slinky will make you want me as your man, but wait, you said we were just friends.
Just friends before you opted to dip your pen into my pink matter. Now we're bound for the ionosphere where honestly titles don't matter. Awakening the Astrea in me, but I assure you I'm no virginal deity. So to tell you the truth, I've already concluded I'm drinking you like the fountain of youth, forensically imprinting the name Lady on your lips, beaming your life giver up into inside my galactic love center to leave the name Siren like tattoos, cause this pussy otherworldly. It evolves portals floating you through different dimensions, and did I mention each one is a level of rebirth akin to a spiritual awakening? So come here, let me teach you a lesson, cause this pussy could only ever be a blessing.
Bring me up with that pussy, rapture my soul, pull my mind with your knowledge, shooting words in my favorite pen to kill your insides with sapiel seduction. You know I ink well, writing Lady Siren and Kai's Chamber of Secrets will be, you know, a number one seller.
And what are your secrets?
Well, if you want to know, I'm a gentle sadist.
Can I be the object of your gratification?
Yeah, you can. I'll start with placing my hand on your chest, gliding to your throat as I kiss down your neck, my saliva cascading down your body.
just promise to grip and hold me tight, because I'm perfectly willing to endure any beautiful torture involving your mouth. Just be sure to make your way down.
Whoa. Who you think you leading? Daddy loves to go south, for siphoning your soul is my antidote. Kissing on your thighs, turn around, take the spanking. Wrist cuffed to the headboard.
Hands restricted, my adrenaline's raging, has me trembling from excitement, staring deep into your eyes as you descend below my waistline.
My tongue will be slipping and sliding between the alps of your thighs, to scale to the bottom of your dessert before my banana splits you. My tongue will make you sundae, tasting the cherry at the top.
And please, don't stop. The way your tongue whips across my clit, I'm about to give you plenty cream. But now I have another question.
Yeah.
Kai, why are you doing this to me?
Well, baby girl, I'm trying to give you lusty tongue lashes. I'm trying to bend your lovely body, show you what type of new beef you will be getting. Like, you want that Tom and Jerry on sight type of beef. The only beef you get will be roasting in your oven. I'm going to take it out, stick it back in to let the skin lavender with foreign sweet honey barbecue juices. I'm going to pull it out and let you lick the sides. For this meat, you will be thankful for. I'm giving you this stuffing, but Daddy doesn't know if he can wait to receive your blessing. And in the aftermath, your cat will receive 1,000 years of blessing. Sincerely, God.
Lady Siren.
Oh, whatever, peace. Bananas. Macadamia nuts. How do you finish that?
bananas, macadamia nuts. What the? You know what? Hold on. Let's just be fucking ignorant for a second. Just ignorant. It's 5 hours. We don't have to give a shit. We're just going to be ignorant as fuck. Because I don't know. There's something about smacking someone and you can hear it and somebody goes, you know what? I'm compromised as fuck. We're just going to be ignorant for two whole seconds. We're just going to be ignorant.
It fucks me up every time. It should not be that well timed. Like, y'all really doing shit together. Like, it's too much for me. I'm not okay.
Help.
I've been bent over the whole show waiting for some of this ass smacking. I don't know what's going on, but it's been a lot of ass smacking up in here today. And I ain't felt a thing yet. Hello?
It was required.
I sent y'all my address. Damn.
That shit
ain't
hot.
Nobody on
that
their way yet.
Totally hot.
You know the rest.
That moaning, that groaning, that smacking.
Yeah. Y'all did that shit.
I just like
real.
To say, I quote, if I ever run into any woman who tells me that her pussy is otherworldly, I'm going in the opposite direction. I feel compromised. My name is Mojave. I'm complete. And
he's
I'm
a runner. He's a trash.
But your draws will be running out.
Listen, it is not
bad.
Lady Siren's fault. I got called an op, and I just had to let them know that that stands for otherworldly pussy provider. So get it right.
The test was pregnant. I'm positive. I'm positively pregnant from all of that.
Okay.
All babies have the last
name,
honey.
Yes, all babies, every single one. But you know what? All right, so we're just gonna go from here. Queen Flo, are you ready? We're gonna go from here. We just gonna keep it going. Oh, we gotta move into it. Oh, I'm sorry, I left Angel Kim out. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. So y'all ready? Queen Flo, are you ready?
Sure.
All right. Mother of Dragons, you're on deck. Automatic Charismatic, you're in the hallway. I'm gonna shut it down. Everything else. Y'all are brilliantly filthy Muppets. Y'all just been doing the most in the best way possible. All this honey dripping. All this sexy shit. Fuck all y'all. I'm horny. I ran out of cold press. Anyway.
Cold press dripping, lifting and sliding.
Yeah, so it's inside. So yeah, let me close people's mics. Clean flow. Whenever you're ready, let me know. Cause I'm turned on like a mug. Anyway, yeah. That's what happens. We're gonna mute our mics. I'm gonna stop this music and the mic is yours.
Thank you. I don't know what it is that you've done to me, but it's caused me to act in such a crazy way. 'Cause whether it's rose petals with feather kisses across my skin or strapped to the swing as you fuck me in and out like a pendulum, you got me singing, begging you to snatch my soul while you give me that demon dick. I dig in your back as you dig in my guts. Shit. I told you about tapping that spot from the back. You think your ass slick with that devilish grin. No problem. I'll hop off so I can wipe it off with my pussy. I hope your ass can swim. You make and drive me crazy. Especially when you spell my name in my G-spot. Putting that hook in the Q and etching that N inside of me, which causes my gushes to squirt your favorite flavor on your tongue. As I hop off your face, you try to get up. I throw your ass back down and wrap my hands around your neck, lean to your ear. If you try that shit again, I will get my paddle. Do I make myself clear as I stroke the shaft and tease the tip? Still gripping your neck, you said, yes, ma'am. I grip tighter, stroke harder, and I can't fucking hear you. Do I make myself clear? Yes, ma'am. Good boy. Then I aim you at my dripping pussy. Sucks air as I envelop you in my folds, lick your dick with my cervix, then clench to bobble on it. Up, down, clockwise and counting, you take this ride like a champion until I level 3 clamp in, kegel you to oblivion, taking every inch of you as you get lost in me. Bucking and riding, I command you to slap this ass left cheek, right cheek, both cheeks as you dig deeper inside of me. Baby, I'm about to release. Wrap your hands around your neck, then my neck, and come inside of me. Take this pussy as I snatch your soul. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Oh. Thank you.
I'm just gonna say, for the record, we've been compromised as fuck. King Kai, are you there? Are you there?
Mm-hmm. I'm very compromised, yo. Hey, now, check your DMs. Wait, what?
What? Oh, man. Oof. I was not ready for that.
I wasn't ready for the left cheek, the right cheek,
mm-hmm.
and both,
is it both cheeks?
And then say, oh, you know, I'm gonna clean this up. My pussy. I wasn't ready for that. I really wasn't. I was in shock. I was smiling at me.
I had to wipe it off with my pussy. That's what you do. You wipe the devilish grin,
okay.
Ladies. Wipe the devilish grin off, ladies. Wipe the devilish grin off with your pussy. He'll smile all the time.
Well, all righty then. We're almost near and dear our heart. Queen Flo Chi compromising over, right? Wiping smiles off of the pussy. Yes, that should be a T-shirt. Let's talk to Dave. Be like, I will wipe your smile off of my pussy. Yes, Queen Flo Chi, I believe you have.
Let's
something.
Go.
Listen, we're gonna call Dave. We're gonna call Dave tonight. Like, Dave, make this shirt. Make sure that you put a kitty cat with a paw. Paw going across the smile.
Hey, that'll be sweet.
Oh, that shit gonna be dope.
It's gonna be crazy. I'm trying to tell you right now. All right, Mother of Dragons. Mother of Dragons, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
All right. Well, listen, we're gonna mute our mics. We're gonna cut this music. And just let you do your thing, and with your brilliantly filthy self. Are we ready? All right.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, mute everybody's mics. Mute everybody's mics. And the mic is yours.
All right. I'm gonna need body bags for all the bodies you're gonna drip on the floor. I'm going to murder your side chicks. Those side trips. Suck the cartilage out your tip. Make it go down on my lips. But which one? Which one is your choice? And I don't care who watches. I'll make you believe that cancers will deliver supernatural sex. Count how many nuts that come out. Let all your kids fly out my mouth. Rewind, selector. Put your scepter in my mouth. Let me bow down to your splendor, kiss you in places that will make your blood deliver that third leg, and then let you walk it out in my mouth. and you are my dragon's quest, creating hot molten lava between my legs, split that pink cerebellum, lick every layer of lotus, unfold me, allow me to free myself through your allow me to free myself, lick every layer. Oh, sorry. My bad. Allow me to free myself through your wet tongues, kisses upon my kitty. She's purring, waiting for you to devour her. Take hold of her like a lion. You are my Thanos, getting ready for your hostile takeover. Conquering this room, I honor you by opening my golden doors. To a treasure that no man can unlock, tame me. And that's that piece.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me hit King Kai. All right. Yeah, I like it. But murder the side chicks, though. Murdering the side chicks? Murdering the you chose violence. You chose violence.
Yeah, I chose violence. Yeah.
There's violence that was chosen.
I need
lots
to
of violence that was
more.
Chosen. Everything else that's happening. All right. Now this is this. Mother of Dragons. You brilliantly filthy individual that chooses violence. Mm. Are we seeing you in Rally? Because I didn't know if he was coming or not. You know.
Yeah, I'm coming.
All right. Well,
I'm coming, and I'm coming on so many levels.
Ooh. Yeah. wait a minute. Yep. Hold on for a second.
How y'all doing?
Yes. Well, Kyle, I don't know why you got jokes, man, because I don't know. You coming? You coming? You are? You don't know?
It was a lot, you know.
I can make you come, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. All right, hold it. Hold it. Jesus Christ.
DM's open.
Oh, man. Clutching my pearls. Right, automatic. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, listen. Automatic. It's erotic poetry, bro. You got 3 minutes to make it stick. You got it?
Oh, I can do that.
It's erotic. Like, you got to do erotic. That's it. If you got it, I'm going to mute everybody. We're going to go. But if you slip off into something else, you know, I'm going to put you in the queue real fast. I'm going to call you back out and be like, listen, it's erotic. All right, you got to keep the vibe. All right, you want to keep the vibe, right? All right.
Yeah.
We muting everybody. We're going to let you go. The mic is yours.
You must remember my name. I'm the explanation point. I rock your world to the surface, going deep up in your pussy when I had my own purpose. Your wet was met. I told you in the light that I am a vet. You need this, a lyrical engine that never wastes. I am that type of man that puts you in a nice place. What is your cum environment? I gave you that requirement. A shake car and make your whole body feel like a damn superstar. I want to go ahead and put my tongue like I'm licking your whole Grand Canyon, but can you imagine? Closed caption, feel the vibe. Another word, so maybe I describe. If I had 3 minutes, I'd knock you out in the first round. But you all realize what the hell is going down. So when my lyrical description goes deep in your pussy could ever make its own vocabulary, you all know that when I parked in from drive, I did everything necessary. Miss Automatic Carries my lyrical engine, take kids in them all in, up in drive.
Oh, snap. Hold on. Let me go get Van Metals on this one. Van Metals.
Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir.
Yo. Yeah. Oh, I read a charismatic was... came through a freestyle. What was it? Yo, it was great.
Yo, that was dope. That was hot. That's
all right, Automatic.
Because we hear from Automatic.
Yeah, you know, I switch gears now. I do switch gears. I don't stay in one gear. I switch gears. You know.
My go-go, right, brother.
Yeah,
If it's time to beat that pussy up, I'll switch it to that gear. Whatever poetry I got,
wow,
to bring. I'm a mad engine. I'm a nasty engine. I'm a lyrical engine. I'm an engine ain't never stopping. Because I'm going to go from point A to point B and point C wherever she be.
Oh, word.
Yep,
that's what's up.
I'm an engine.
All right. So, all right, Automatic Cast Mag, I'm going to put you back in the queue. But while we're doing that, we'll put you in the queue. Ben Meadows, what else do we have going on in Pick Me Radio Universe for the rest of the week, sir?
Yes, sir. Join us tomorrow night for the Love Zone with your host, Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night, y'all, is the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night, y'all, it's Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra, Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Monday night, y'all, is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, For Real, the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, essentially Jean-Nice, La Pearl La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And then we'll be right back here next Tuesday, y'all, for War Council, Hidden, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa. Happy
We do war council. Emotional PTSD and energy vampires.
Can I get all of your show? Can I get all of your shows out, bro, before you cut me off? Let me get all of your show times out, man.
I'm just saying, because we're doing War Council. That's
right.
We're doing War Council.
War Council, ladies and gentlemen, with your host, this guy, the Iron Man of Epiphany Radio, Mojave. Mojave.
Yeah,
back
yeah,
to
for
you,
real. Bro. I know you hear me. I want that Iron Man bracelet. I know you made it for Van Son, and it's really dope. But I need that bracelet. That should be my bracelet. Yeah. Anyway, let me stop. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna end on me. I will close this out, and I'm gonna try to do some justice. Then I'll put you back in the queue.
All right, bro.
And then as soon as I finish, we're gonna be ignorant until we close out. So, all right, let's try this out. Okay. It was something special to him. It wasn't every day that someone offered to wash his hair. It kind of pleased him to know that someone was willing to struggle with the task of washing his thick, mid-sized dreads. It was his second time growing his hair this way. The first time his hair seemed to grow overnight, and at the same time he was younger with less stress upon him. And in those days he was free with no responsibility. He owed nothing to no one except his mother, who shacked him and fed him, and it was his mother who took him in after he decided to move away from his father. She took the job of parenthood seriously, unlike his father. But with these thoughts ran about in his mind, he walks to the corner, walks down two blocks. He feels the hot, sticky heat and humidity of a noon June day. His basketball shirt begins to stick close to his skin. He pulls his shirt away and his body adjusts the headband around his locks and proceeds to the blue three-story house. 369 is the number peering at him from the blue and black colors. He rings the third floor buzzer, and 2 minutes later she appears. She's wearing a white tunic V-neck that complemented her very ample chest. Her shorts were Daisy Dukes, and if she hadn't already told him that she ran track and runs every morning, the musculature of her legs and tight calves scream the difference. The smelling of red, the sunlight hit the purple highlights in her jet black hair, and she said, "I'm sorry. You know, I had to put some shorts on. It's kind of hot out here. You know, so I'm sorry it took so long." And I said, "Sure, you're right." As I replied, and they begin their trek up to the third floor. That's my slide. Okay. Okay. He notices the smell of sandalwood, the deviation of Egyptian musk that floats heavily in the air. There was some white candle burning next to a picture of a very cool jazz-looking musician. Looking around, he sees a couch with a love seat and a soft pastel design of a French frilly lace pillows, surrounding the couch with brass gold-looking coffee and end tables. Both end tables were crowded with pictures, and it appeared that they were enacting the King of the Mountain as he sits down and notices her system was playing Eric Benet's Femininity. This is not good. Okay. It wasn't long now before he felt her fingers on his scalp. And he would feel each strand of his hair rubbed and pulled through shampoo and water, rinsed and conditioned, rinsed and patted dry. She would grease his scalp with olive oil and gently twist each strand of his hair. He would begin to fall asleep while seeing dots of orange light reflected through his eyelids. He would dream in aquamarine and see dolphins together racing and playing. From his daydream awakes as she asks if you're ready. And yes, he says. She walks him over to the sink where she would check the water to make sure that it's warm and not too hot, and then begin her process. Rinsing his hair, she begins rubbing shampoo in wet sections of his hair. Hardly one to contain himself, he taps his foot, and it's the result of how good it feels. And she says, "You can't hold back, can you?" She giggles out, and he says, "No. I can't. You just don't know how good it feels when you finally get that itch scratched." She builds up the lather as she massages his scalp, and he can't help but dream of the things that he would do. He's so relaxed and so aroused, and the smell is red and singing to his nostrils. Her hair is brushing his shoulder blades and the back of his neck, feeling like a tiny little black feather is moving and caressing as she moves her fingers in and out of his scalp, dreaming that he would stop her as she rinses her hair, grab her close to him, and kiss her gently. He, being possessing of thick Nubian lips, would use them to his advantage to part her lips and meet tongue with tongue in exchange for taste, wishing that the scent of red would become a thick jam upon her tongue while having peanut butter creating the perfect taste, the perfect combination. Kissing her forehead, her eyes, her ears, slowly as water dripped from his hair, he would find his way around her body like a neighbor new in town who drove around 3 or 4 times to the same location just to know where he was going, sliding his tongue down into the nape of her neck, into the V of her chest, removing her bra, her tunic, her shorts. And he would mastermind a daring maneuver. He wanted to give her a massage of 1,000 hands. He would lay her on the couch and mop her body with his hair. He would want her to feel this particular feeling of many digits like fingers moving on and about and around her torso, want to grab her hair as he moved his mouth to her sensitive areas to make her think that he could consume her with slow, deliberate bites, nibbles, sucks. He would go where there were rumors where men are not supposed to go and bury his face into her mound, tickling her clit and spelling collectively their names over and over with his tongue, working her into a frenzy so she would bubble and foam like the shampoo she had just vigorously massaged into his hair. Then, and only after then,